Thank you for calling Laura Tannehill Sign Group. If you know your party's...
Using the keys on your telephone, please spell the first name of the person, then... If this is correct, press pound for the previous name in the directory.
Good morning, this is Steve Christie.
Hey Steve, I actually just got the wrong extension again. It's Pete with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm trying to get in touch with Sue Ann.
Yeah, let me see. She should be here. Let me hold on. Let me
thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Sue Ann.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How's your morning?
Good.
Yes,
I'm here with Patty. Patty is, as I mentioned to you, our controller then. She had some questions.
Yeah, of course.
You were calling. Well, I know I threw a couple things at you, but I figured while Patty was here, we might as well have that conversation with the letter bender.
Perfect. Yeah, what questions do you have?
We saw that first payment come out of our account,
mm-hmm.
And I know you said maybe on the first page of the contract, you know, all the information we were looking for was on there. Pat's not here this week, so I think we have some questions.
Yeah, I think I resent it to you the other day, but the one that I addressed to you, Pat, and Mike, but I can resend that over.
Last night? Oh, I see. Yep. Sorry, last night I was on my phone.
I do the same thing. It never comes up on your iPhone, and then, you know, you assume there's nothing there.
Alright. Shows the terms, the payment, the...
I just wanted to touch base with you and make sure you had received that information first. I'm looking forward to that,
Patty, she asked about the interest rate.
Yeah, so we don't have annualized, like, I think a typical APR rate. We do, like, rate factor dollars on cents, so we don't have, like, an amortization table or something like that. But, you know, with the information on the first page, you can, you know, feel free to make your own.
Yeah, and the only other question I would have is, so the last payment, is that going to be the same as the first payment, or are we looking at the last payment as being an adjusting payment?
You know what? I'm just going to go put you on hold for 2 seconds here. Just pop into the underwriting office and get an answer for you, okay?
$200,000 worth of equipment and buying 2 trucks, and I am losing my mind. Like, they're killing me. So I said to him last night, well, we were, whatever, exchanging email over this. And I said, by the way, just wondering, you know? So I said, because there's no way. No way I'm doing that. Oh, and Mike was wondering this morning
about the truck.
When you saw that, you're on that?
Yeah.
If Regatta can buy it. If Regatta buys it, they get credit for it. We don't.
Right. And actually, it's a situation where Frank wants them to use a lease for Regatta because it's more beneficial for Regatta,
right.
Whereas a purchase is more beneficial for us. So you're crossing businesses again.
Hey, Sue Ann. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. So just got a final answer on that. They're all fixed payments. They're all going to be the same. The only thing that would change is, I don't know if your billing cycle is on the 1st or the 15th, but it would get prorated if it's if it differs.
Okay. So, and that would be my other question. What kind of backup information do you send out for the monthly?
Backup information, like, elaborate a little bit, like.
Well, for example, if you have an ACH from our check account allowing you to, you would have to bill.
Hey, you're cutting in and out a little bit. Something about ACH.
Yeah, so we can see the ACH coming out of our account, but are we going to get, like, an actual document, something in the mail to back up the payment, to back up the ACH? Because if we didn't have ACH, you'd be sending us a bill, and then we'd be sending you guys a check.
Yeah. No, I think we just do the ACH, and I'm not sure if there's any documents that go out as far as, I mean, you know, I can double-check on that as well. I don't usually handle lease buybacks, so it's a little bit atypical, but...
And then if there is anything, I wonder, you know, standardly, if they can maybe send us something...
Yeah.
ACH.
Just so you can kind of document it all.
Right, our accountant's going to want to see that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So we're going to need one for the first one. Because it already happened.
Mm-hmm. No problem. And is Mike in the office right now, senior? Is he going to be ready for the closing call with the funding department in about 15 minutes?
He's going to have me go in there because he's going to ask me to answer all the questions and just say, hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, just for legal reasons, we have to have the business owner in the present for that.
Yep, he knows.
Told him
that you guys will be calling in about 15 minutes or so.
All right, sounds good. Do you need anything else besides you wanted to get the ACH, documentation for the payment?
Well, we're closing tomorrow.
The sooner we can get that, the better it is.
Yeah, I'll try and get you that over later today. No problem. And you did say you had something coming up in the pipeline, a couple more pieces.
Yes.
Is there a timeline for that at all? Or?
For the end of the year. I guess they have, quotes and things like that. So they told me they'd pull them out for me today so I could send it over to you and we could
start. Yeah, we'll get started on that. All right, but we'll just focus on finishing this up first and then we'll move on. But I'll see if I can get those docs over today. And I'll be ready for that call in about 15 minutes with Mike, okay?
Hey,
I'm
going
to give his cell phone a call. Well, I'm not, but I'm going to have him tell the funding department to. All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Suin. Take care. Tell Pat I said hi when he gets back.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.